Yeah, absolutely, Kenny. You know, any time you come down here, it's a very difficult place to go. They're going very, very well under the new management. Stephen Henderson took over about 5 weeks ago, and it'll be, it'll even be a more difficult task. But even in the good times, it was a very, very difficult place to go down here, like.
Yeah, the journey alone, Ollie, it can take a bit. No matter what kind of preparation you put on, it still has to take a bit out of players' legs. I suppose it's up to you to get them ready for that.
Yeah, probably the only advantage of that is that we're well used to that. We don't have any overnights, obviously, with budget constraints. So to be fair to the players, I don't think that'll be a complaint. You know, whatever happens tonight, I don't think they'll use that as an excuse. You know, they're well used to the travelling. You know, we go down and back in any part of the country, you know, for each and every game. So, you know, that won't be an excuse, Kenny. Although, yeah, you know, it's not ideal.
Well, looking ahead to the game, Ollie, I'm sure you'll line your team out as more enough and less as usual. But what are you expecting from Cove Ramblers?
Cove have conceded 2 goals since Stephen Henderson came back in here about 6 weeks ago. They have very talented players. So a couple of lads have played over and back in England, but basically to try and get the best out of them was proven a difficulty for Cove, but they seem to have got that right. I think it'll be a very physical game. They have some excellent footballers that'll hit you on the counter attack. And to be fair to them, they have decent forwards, and there's Rob Waters, Ryan Goldsmith. You know, decent players, and the likes of Shane O'Connor that would have played over in Ipswich and played with Limerick last year. So, look, the only good thing about it is we know what we're going into. We're very lucky to beat them 8 weeks ago at home when they weren't going all that well. Now they're going well, they're flying. So at least we know what we're up against.
I don't know, looking from the outside in, anyway, Ollie, you have a huge incentive tonight again. If we can get some kind of result out of this after last night's scorelines, Wexford could have overtaking you in goal difference had they taken victory. But as you've been saying all along, UCD are proven to be a tough team to play against.
Look, UCD, as I said before, will improve. They have obviously have improved, and they'll only get better. They have technically an excellent side, but you know, any side can beat anyone in it. You know, there's no point in us, you know, saying UCD, well, you know, they are the farm team, maybe along with Cove and maybe along with ourselves. But on any given day, I think anyone can turn anyone over, especially in their home ground. And, you know, if we could get something over tonight, if we could get a draw out of here tonight, we'd be delighted.
Yeah, absolutely, Ollie, but move you an extra spot clear. Just, I don't know if you have any feelings on this, but what about UCD? They've qualified for this Europa League. Is that going to make a difference with the transfer window opening up in the summertime? Will it help to improve them hugely?
Look, I don't know. I saw UCD play last night. I wasn't speaking to any of them. Yeah, they will get a huge amount of money to help them travel for the away leg of the Europa Cup competition. What they do with that money is up to themselves. But they have a very talented side as it is. Football-wise, excellent. They're young with a little bit of experience added at the back and will take a bit of beating, but so will Cove. And, you know, that's really all where our thoughts are at the moment, Kenny.
Yeah, Ollie, looking ahead to that game, your own team tonight, you're obviously going to miss Keith Cowan. You've a couple of missing now, but it's starting to get to that time of season, and it happens every year, I suppose, with every club, but it's hard to replace someone who's played every minute of every game for you, basically.
Yeah, but, you know, this happened last year at an earlier stage where suspensions and injuries kicked in a lot earlier last year, so we're thankful we got this far. Yeah, we could have done without it, but there's nothing you can do with it. You have all places in a tight pitch like Cronin's Park here. Keith would be very, very effective. But, we'll go and deal with it. We'll deal with it in the best way we can. And, you know, there'll be one or two people that'll be asked to step up to the mark to replace Keith today.